Hi, Sally Dwyer.
And Polly Kieneman.
You know, for people who are new to town and haven't actually been to the Oktoberfest and Art Share, can you describe it a little bit?
It's basically people bring things up there that are handmade and sell. So it's paintings and knittings and jewelry making and pottery and quilting and all kinds of stuff like that, plus the baked goods and canned goods and things. So you can come and get good ideas for Christmas and
start
your cupboard.
Start your Christmas shopping.
It's the big kickoff of the season then,
kind of. It kind of is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell me about what's going to be happening this year.
Well, it's the 40th annual Art Share for Petersburg. We're very excited. That's a big number. And so we've instituted a few changes this year. They're minor, but we're hoping that they'll turn out to be worthy and we'll continue them. People that have been to the Oktoberfest in the past remember the very crowded hallway with vendor booths selling bake sale items and memberships in various clubs and organizations in town. And here comes mom with the stroller and three kids, and here comes somebody with a guide dog, and all of a sudden you can't get through the hallway. So this year we have decided to put the bake sale type people in the main gym at one end altogether. And we're hoping that will help with the congestion in the hallway and keep everybody safe and happy.
There's just, what, two or three nonprofits down there?
There's four nonprofits at the far end by the high school gym that will stay. Mm-hmm. But the bake sale people that are along the hallway will actually be in the main gym.
Okay.
So they'll still be there.
And you can get to them way easier where they are.
Yeah, less crowded. And I think you'll be able to see their things more because you're not looking over 8 or 9 bodies deep.
And there will be lots of food as usual, probably in the activities room as well?
The activities room has 9 vendors selling food. And 3 of them will be using the barbecues to enhance their flavors, but they'll be selling inside. Barbecued grilled cheese sandwiches, which will be cooked on the barbecue, and rockfish tacos. The rockfish will be cooked on the barbecue. And I believe the heavenly hot dogs from St. Catharines are going to be boiled, you know, cooked, and then touched on the barbecue to give them some striping and some flavor.
And do you know how many vendors you're going to have this year?
At this very day, we have 51. Some of them have 3 spaces because they have so much stuff. Some have 2. Some have just the 1 space. We do have half spaces, which are 4-foot. So we have a whole mix of different sizes and shapes.
But that's a really good number.
It's a very good number. Yeah.
I know you mentioned, you gave us kind of general ideas of what might be there. Do you know any specifics that people might want to know about?
Well, we have, for the children, there'll be face painting. Carrie Case will be there with her photography and calendars. Suzanne Fuqua will be there with her truffles. Maura Phillips with her quilting. Polly Kieneman will be there with a really cool idea for kids for Christmas that she won't divulge till you come and see her at her booth. There are several people doing jewelry. Meg
Tara
Jones, unfortunately, is not coming this year from Oregon, and she's usually a large draw. She's got ill parents, but she said she will definitely be here next year. We have Leave and Heidi that do the syrups and jellies and jams and cookies and usually some baked goods.
Mm-hmm.
In the kitchen, we have Ariel Norheim with the Little Shed Catering. We have, of course, I mentioned the St. Catherine's Heavenly Hot Dogs. We have Where Idy with Thai food. The Ragnarok Rollers are doing sushi. The Tsunami Bowl kids are doing Orange Julius and tamales.
And bubble tea.
Yep, Guy Lynn's doing bubble tea. We have a woman who just moved up from California doing cigar box purses. So there's a whole mix of things, and those are just off the top of my head. It's just a real nice mix. It's going to be fun to see. We have a lot of new vendors this year.
All right. Thank you both so much for letting us know all the information.
You're welcome.